Hello, welcome to another episode of Papa Bear Hikes. Today, we're happy to bring back an old friend of Papa Bear Hikes. We're bringing back Jay from ADK Woods Walker. And if you haven't checked out his YouTube channel yet, please do so. Great YouTube. Jay, welcome back to Papa Bear Hikes.
Thanks, Martin. It's nice to be back. It's really good to talk to you again.
Yeah, you've been pretty busy since the last time we talked. I see that you've, I don't know where to start here.
I think last time we talked, we just talked a lot about the Northville Plaza Trail, I think, and things like that. But since then, I think it's been, what, 6 or 7 months?
About 6 months.
Yeah. Since then, I completed a couple through hikes, banged out a lot of the Adirondack High Peaks, did some fire towers, and worked on the Saranac Lake 6. So, had a really good 6 months so far.
That's great. Now, going by what you've done on your YouTube channel, you completed the Taconic Crest Trail this past summer.
Yes, sir. That is a roughly 40-mile end-to-end through hike that kind of walks through Vermont, New York, and Massachusetts, right on the border of the three states there. And it was a good adventure. We did that in May. And the reason we chose May for a through hike, a lot of people, at least people who are familiar with hiking in the Adirondacks and the Green Mountains, like, wow, that's really buggy season. The reason we chose May for the TCT was that, we were hoping that there would be more water because that is a very dry 40 miles and it's up on a ridge. So if you want to get water, you have to come down off the ridge, 500-800 feet, something like that, to get water. And then you have to climb back up to finish the hike. Unfortunately, the long weekend we chose to do the hike, it was like 90 degrees, a lot of humidity, and it was just bone dry. So it was tough, but it was a really, really good hike. It was one of those, awesome type 2 fun situations.
Yeah, it's a trail I've taken a peek at, and we kind of, you and I talked about this before we started recording, our list of lists, right? So I'd put that on, something I want to get onto my list of hikes to complete. And it's only a 40-mile hike, so yeah, it's something you can do in a long weekend.
Yep, it is. It is a lot of the trail is very pretty in that you're walking through this really beautiful green forest. It's got tons and tons of fields of ferns and things like that. There are not many of those epic vistas views that you would see if you're doing the Great Range or some mountains in the green or some of the trails on the long or some of the paths on the long trail in the Green Mountains. So you don't get that huge, like, wow, vista moment, but it was really very pretty, going through that. So, you're on the ridge, but it is a ton of PUDs, and the PUDs are, it stands for pointless up and downs. And there are a lot of them, man. I was amazed. You look at the topographical map before you go on the hike, you're like, this isn't going to be too bad, but it really is. It's impressive.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a roller coaster. And
yes, sir.
But nothing to see once you get up there.
Yeah.
Except to go back down again.
And there was a lot of screaming when we were going back down. So it was a great hike. I really had a good time.
Yeah. And you and your friends just seem like you're having so much fun out there.
We do our best. In fact, the TCT was actually my buddy Dan's idea. It's something that he really wanted. He's wanted to do since he was a kid, essentially. And so we kind of put together the plan and made it happen this year. And the entire time we were complaining, quote unquote, about the ups and downs and ups and downs, we were saying, well, Dan, this is all your fault. This is all your fault. But, when we get to the end, it was genuinely a very good time. And we had a lot of fun conversations and it was just awesome. It was good to be out with some buddies again.
Right. You never come back and say that hike really stunk. Right. It's like, we out there, we had some fun, a lot of laughs, and we go out and have a cold beer afterwards or grab a bite to eat. And I always look back and it was fun. We had a good time. We And you know, I have a group of guys I hike with, and that's what we do. We just, and it helps. And it kind of makes me think of, you know, myself when I hike. It's very motivating to hike with other people. Sometimes on those days where you're not really sure, well, you know, if you're committed, you're going with your friends. In the back of your mind, you know, I'm going to have fun on this. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly.
And one of the things I like about the TCT, looking at it, is a lot of people who are just getting into backpacking or, you know, want to do a long trail, the first thing they think of is, well, I've got to do something like the Appalachian Trail or the PCT, and I don't know if I have that much time to give up. Mm. Well, those trails are getting maybe overused. We can maybe even use the term overused at this point. That's number one. Number two, trails like the TCT and the next one we're going to get to provide outstanding opportunities for the new backpacker as well as the experienced one, because, you know, you don't need to be have these incredible elevation challenges to have a good hike.
Agreed. 100% agree with you. It does offer you a very, it's funny. I'm in IT, you know, that's my career. So when I think of entry level, I think of somebody who comes in with just a little tiny bit of experience. And then you kind of use that position to get them to a point where you want them. And that's really what something like the TCT really is. It's like an entry level end to end quote unquote through hike. And at 40 miles, you know, like you said, it's great for a long weekend.
Right. You don't have the nuances of, you know, how am I going to resupply? What am I going to do after X number of days? If I want to take a shower, just want to get off the trail, it's 4 days. Yep. So you can carry everything you need. And on that note, you just completed the Cranberry 50.
Yes, sir. Actually,
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We're fellow Cranberry 50. I did mine last year.
So yeah, the Cranberry 50, we just got home, on Monday, actually. So 2 days ago. And, It was another epic experience. Now, the Cranberry Lake 50 is near and dear to my heart. It was actually the first through hike I ever did in 2017 with my friend Mark. And in 2017, we did it in 3.5 days. There was no time for us to kind of relax and enjoy where we were. We were kind of cramming it into a long weekend. And after that hike, my feet were so trashed because I was still very new to hiking and I hadn't figured out my footwear situation. So fast forward to this year, 2021, I've got tons more miles of hiking in general and then a bunch of through hikes already under my belt. So the big challenge this year is I was trying to figure something nice to do for our Hike October fundraiser for the Hike for Mental Health. And it just happened to work out that I could get the group of guys together for 5 days and we could go and do the Cranberry Lake 50 and just enjoy what that section of the Adirondacks has to offer us.
And in 5 days, that's a nice pace, right? That gives you enough time to get into camp, relax, have some fun, take your time setting up and preparing your meals. I did it. I took 4 days to do it. And I wouldn't say I rushed it. 4 days seemed to be okay. But in 5 days, especially if you're with a group, that seems like a nice time frame to do it in.
Yeah, it was great. And we had a huge variety of experience levels with us. So total, there were 7 dudes and Daisy, Mark's dog, came with us again. So it was my core group, you know, me and my 3 buddies who are in most of our hikes. And then 3 other guys who varied in experience. Like one guy backpacked out west. You know, he grew up in the scouts and he was used to the Adirondacks a little bit, but he did most of his backpacking trips out west. So different environment. I have another guy who came on the trip who hadn't backpacked in about 30 years. So this was essentially a very brand new experience for him because so much has changed in that time. And then the 7th guy, another good friend of ours, he had never done a backpacking trip that consisted of more than hiking into a place, sleeping the night, hiking a mountain the next day, hiking back to camp, and then hiking out the 3rd day. Like that was his backpack. He'd never done a through hike like this before. So it was really kind of a very cool experience to share expertise and ideas even before we got on trail. It was pretty neat. I liked it a lot.
And that's an enjoyable trail. Right. It has its sections where you can have some beautiful views. I did it in August of last year. And despite the flies, I August I might have picked the wrong time to go for as far as I was getting. I had to wear a bug net the whole time, but I still had a lot of fun and was able to enjoy it. But I said, if I do this again, or if I do the North Hill Plaza Trail, I'm doing it in September or October.
Yeah,
for that reason. But
we lucked out with the weather, which it can be questionable this time of year. We could go from very, very warm days and very cold nights, or rain. You never know what you're going to get in October. So we're kind of gambling with gear a little bit right up until the last minute. I think we checked the weather the night before we left, and we said, okay, everything looks pretty good. So we went with, a certain set of gear instead of bringing like the super heavy duty cold weather gear, just because we weren't really sure until the very last minute. It's good.
Yeah, this is a tough season. I know from my years of being a volunteer with scouts, I always felt like October, November, and felt like March and April were the toughest months to plan something. Cause right. Do you bring your winter gear? Because anything can get thrown at you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I live in New York as well, for anybody that's not. Jay and I both live. He lives in another part of New York. But New York, right, those seasons, anything can get thrown at you. I've seen it. I've been on March campouts where, it's very cold. And one of them, it got down to 11 degrees. And it was verified by a ranger, by a park ranger. And then another one where by noon, the kids were in T-shirts running around. It was in the high 60s.
Yep.
Same month, just a different year.
Exactly.
And you've been working on some fire towers. I saw that on one of your YouTubes.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I always think the fire towers are a great opportunity to kind of push myself on a mental level. So I am grossly terrified of heights. Even getting on a 6-foot ladder to like clean out the gutters at the house, I hate it. I just don't like doing it. I'm not comfortable. I don't feel safe, whatever. Even though I know logically I'm fine. It's just my brain says, hey, this is not cool. So when I get to do the fire tower hikes, it's two challenges for me. First challenge is, get to the top of the mountain, which I love doing anyway. So that's cool. And the second challenge is, okay, now that I'm here, now I have to climb this fire tower that I can obviously see is, swaying slightly in the wind or, whatever the situation may be. So it's always very interesting. And the guys, they think, sometimes they think it's funny because it takes me a little bit of time to kind of talk myself into climbing up these things.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any jokers in the group that are shaking the tower while you're kind of, I'm usually that guy in the group that'll rattle the railings a little bit.
Maybe there's a possibility that they do that. I'm very focused. Okay. This step, then the next step, then the next step. Oh, look, I'm on a platform. Cool.
I ask because fire towers are fun. I just, I put them up there at waterfalls when it comes to things I like to hike out and look at. And they're fun. You got a fear of heights, but once you get up there and you look around, you can't beat the view. For a reason, they're fire towers and people that were going up there needed to see all over the area that they're in. But yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're incredible. And, one of the ones, the most recent one we did was the Mount Adams Fire Tower, which is right in like the corner of the Adirondack High Peaks. And when you get to the top of that, it kind of, the view just is just impressive. You see so many of the highest mountains in New York. And they're just right there. It's like, wow, this is awesome. And what's really cool about Mount Adams is it has one of those table maps right in the cabin at the top. Mm-hmm. So you look at it and it shows you exactly like, okay, you're looking at Mount Cole and you're looking at Marcy, you're looking at Allen. And what's very cool for me personally, as somebody who's actively working towards finishing my 46er journey, is saying, wow, I've been on that mountain, I've been on that mountain, I've been on that mountain. It's just kind of a really neat experience. A little bit different than being on top of a summit and looking at all the other summits.
Yeah, I know that feeling because I did that when I was doing the Catskill 35s. I remember I kind of crossed a point where I could sit out on a summit or be in a fire tower and look out and say, wow, I've hiked all those.
Yep.
It's kind of a cool feeling.
It is neat. It's amazing what your legs can actually do. Like, the human machine is fantastic. Yeah.
We'll be back after a quick break.
You ever think about what might be in the water you're drinking every time you fill up your water bottles while you're in the outdoors? I try not to, and I really don't because I use Sawyer water filters. Sawyer filter technology, because of their high standards, every filter is individually tested 3 times through the process. I've been using the permethrin product for years now to protect me from, well, quite frankly, ticks, and the picaridin to keep the flies at bay. Don't let bad water, insects, or a tick bite cut your trip short or even ruin it. Use Sawyer products. Go to your local outdoor retailer and ask for Sawyer products, whether it's a water filter, insect repellent, they're likely to have it. You can also go to Sawyer's website and read more about these incredible, high-quality products that they offer those of us who enjoy the outdoors.
So, Jay, let's move on to something that's related to hiking, but is important to all of us. It's the hike for mental health. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure thing. So the Hike for Mental Health is a nonprofit organization that I admittedly, I'm not affiliated with them in any way. However, I have been volunteering for the last 3 years to do fundraising for them. And what they do, they take 100% of the money that's fundraised for them, and they donate it to causes that are very near and dear to my heart and the guys that I hike with, especially. So they take 80% of that money and they donate it to brain and behavior research to try and find out more about various mental health issues and develop strategies to better deal with mental health issues that you're going through, ways to reduce stress, ways to work through depression, anxiety, and a lot of the stuff that has remained taboo to talk about. They're actively working towards like stamping out that stigma. And it's something that I really, truly, firmly believe very much in because, I'm sure you're very similar in a very similar situation. I know people, friends and families, my loved ones who are affected by a variety of mental health issues. And so if there's something that I can do, and bring the message to more people to try and help those people, to try and help those loved ones, I'm going to do it. And it's very awesome. Then the remaining 20% of the money that's donated actually goes to trail conservation efforts. So, I mean, it's the best of both worlds, right? you're helping your loved ones with the mental health issues, and you're helping the trails that really, they really bring a lot of peace of mind and balance to folks who get out there and hike.
Yeah, and I think that's a good combination there, right? Because those of us who hike know how beneficial emotionally and therapeutic it could be for us to go out and hike. Right. It's that opportunity for us to leave everything at home, leave all that mental baggage at home and go out and just have fun and take in nature. To me, there's nothing more therapeutic. Nothing helps hit that reset button better than getting outdoors.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that. And that's why I've adopted the tagline, get outside and do something awesome, because it really doesn't matter if you're going to a local nature preserve, if you're going to, a waterfall that's right off the side of the road or something, like just get outside and have an adventure, and you'll realize the benefits that adventure will bring to you, mental, physical, emotional, et cetera.
Right. Part of what I'm trying to do in this podcast is exactly that. I want people to understand you don't have to be an AT through hiker to benefit from the outdoors. You could go to your local park. You can walk your neighborhood and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah. Yep. And it's interesting. So I kind of like looking at trends and numbers and things like that. It's very good for me to see that, throughout the last couple of years, the number of people that are getting out and kind of stretching their legs and taking those opportunities to go on an adventure has increased. And now some folks will say that it's causing overcrowding issues, and I don't disagree with them. But on the flip side of that, it's really good that so many people are now looking to kind of go back in time, to go back to, for lack of a better term, our roots, right? Go outside, you know, take in the sights, the sounds, the smells of nature, and really kind of balance yourself out.
Right. It's one of the perils of this benefit, right? The trails are going to become overcrowded. There'll be more people out there, but right, we're now maybe more people are engaging in activities that are going to be mentally and emotionally healthy for us. And I see a benefit to the fact that with the more people that are out there, that means there's more advocates to protect these areas.
Yes, sir. 100% agree with that.
So the hike for mental health, you're doing it through October, and you and your buddies have been getting out there and doing some pretty awesome hikes. You said you did the Cranberry 50, went out and did the Mount Adams Fire Tower, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
What's coming up? You got something planned for every week in October, or just?
So I've got actually a few things going up throughout October. Like you mentioned earlier, I have the YouTube channel, which is 80K Woods Walker on YouTube. This year, I decided that I wanted to share some tips and tricks with my audience on how they can try and better their own mental health. And it's, you know, besides the obvious of, you know, going to seek medical professionals, which people should definitely do that. I'm not saying don't do that. But there are other things that can help you get through the day, smaller things that you can do. So I've actually released a daily series this year, every day of October. I'm calling it the Mental Health Minute, and it's, you know, a minute and a half, little video. It shares each day, shares a new topic or a new tip on something that folks can do to kind of just get through the day. One step at a time, really. Things like making sure you laugh a lot, you know, watch some comedies, or, you know, get enough sleep, be active, things like that, you know, little tips that most people probably know, but sometimes maybe just need to hear it. And one of the very first things that I put out there was a reminder for everybody to know that they are awesome, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very hard. Self-doubt plays a huge role in a lot of mental health issues that I see in my loved ones, you know, and it's very important for people to know that they are a unique person on this planet and nobody else is like them. And that alone makes them awesome. Add in all the other cool things about their personality or their hobbies or whatever. It just, people need to be reminded that they're awesome. So that's where I say you start, and then you go down through the list, and hopefully what I'm doing provides some semblance of a good idea or help to those in need.
Well, Jay, you've mentioned earlier, you're not a professional in mental health, but I've got to tell you, I've watched every one of your videos, your Mental Health Minute videos, and they're incredible. I think they're informative, they're uplifting. And as you said, some of them are just, you know, confirming something we kind of knew, but like, I'll give you an example. You did one on, you know, planning a trip, you know, and carrying out a vacation or a trip and the benefits of that. And at a time when my wife and I were planning a trip for this winter, I'm like, that's right. You know, there's just so much energy, positive energy that's generated from that. And that's not the only one. Laughing. Okay. You talked about laughing, and I thought, you know, my wife and I have a practice of making sure we watch something funny before we go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of your other videos aren't exactly confirming something I knew, but maybe teaching me something new. I think you're doing an incredible job. That's the first thing I want to say. Your mental health, mentor, I think you're doing an incredible job with that.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
And the other thing is removing the stigma of mental health. And, you know, the more we talk about it and we get it out there and speak about it, the easier it'll be to deal with so many people. And I'm sure you know about this because of the passion you have about this topic. So many people just keep it bottled up because of the stigma.
Yep.
And, you know, if somebody has cancer, they could talk about it. You know, if somebody has a flu, they could talk about it. But mental health, and it's a shame that at this day and age that it's still something that a lot of people just keep bottled up because we're not supposed to talk about it. There's, you know, something, you know, there's just this bad connotation that if somebody's dealing with a mental health issue.
Yeah. And usually when somebody starts bottling it up, it snowballs, right? And things just start getting worse, or they're perceived as getting worse, whether or not they are or not. And it just, it just adds on, and that's never going to help anybody. And just talking to somebody, one of the things I mentioned is in one of the videos is it doesn't have to be one of those really like serious, okay, I need everybody to sit down. I want to have this deep conversation with you. It doesn't have to be like that. Talking about it can be something as simple of, you know, somebody says, hey, how are you doing today? And you can just say, I'm in a kind of a weird headspace. You know, I'm trying to work out some things, or, you know, it doesn't have to be that crazy, really scary conversation. You know what I'm trying to say? It can be a simple way of just letting a friend know that you're going through something and you really want to try and work it out. And a lot of times, you know, talking through an issue or a concern or a problem that you're having helps you come up with the solution or something that will help make the situation better. You know, just talking through it instead of, you know, running through everything in your own head, actually verbalizing it and maybe getting some feedback from whoever you're speaking with. It's really helpful.
I believe similar to physical illness, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if you're talking about the small things, right, the things that aren't building up, that's a preventive measure, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're talking about, you know, if you don't, eventually there's going to be so many little things that it's going to be big.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with you 100%.
Right.
Yep.
Right. If you have a physical illness, the sooner you get medical help or start treating it, the sooner you will get better, the better your chances are of recovering.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes the same, you know, and like you said, you know, our efforts to try and normalize the conversation and remove that stigma, it really starts with, you know, ourselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every time we do hikes, the guys and I, we kind of really kind of get into some heady sort of conversations. And honestly, it helps. Every single one of us really benefits from those conversations. And I wouldn't change that for the world. And I hope that, you know, anybody that's listening to the podcast or watching the YouTube or whatever, I hope that they have some people that they can get to that kind of place with, you know, when they go out and hike, have a little conversation and try and feel better about yourself and everything you're doing.
Right. My wife and I kind of it's not totally a joke. Maybe it is. I don't know, but I go on my 2 to 3 week annual treks where I'll pick a section of the Appalachian Trail or a trail, the long trail a few years ago, and we refer to them as my mental health breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, yeah, you need to go on those hikes. I almost didn't go this year. And she goes, no, you need this. You know, this is when you come back from these hikes and you're refreshed mentally, emotionally, everything about you is refreshed. It's like you've hit the reset button, you're reprogrammed and you're ready to go for another year.
Yeah. Yep. I call that, I need to go clear my gray matter. Same idea, mm-hmm. You know, and my wife, she'll tell you, she can tell when I need to get out, whether it's for a day trip, a short overnight, or, you know, like a 5-day adventure, like the Cranberry Lake 50, she can tell when I'm getting to that point. And what's really good is that, you know, my buddies, they're in the same boat. We can all kind of, hey, you want to go do something this weekend? Sounds like you need to do something this weekend. So, it's good. It's very good.
And I wonder if some of this comes from the pressure as a society we maybe put on ourselves to be perfect or try to fit this definition of what success is. You know, we have this, sometimes we narrow that definition so much that we put unwarranted pressure on ourselves. And sometimes I think that adds to the problem.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Yeah. You're probably right. You know, I subscribe to the thought that, you know, I'm working to afford the time and pleasures with my friends and family. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be the big boss man or anything like that. If that happens, cool, you know, based off of my own ability to do the job, but that's not my aspiration. You know, I don't try and stress out to get a certain salary. I don't need to drive the new car. I don't have to have a big house. You know, those possessions, those material things, that really kind of, in my opinion, again, not a professional, but in my opinion, that drive to keep up with the Joneses or whatever that saying is, really, that's a lot of stress. And, you know, in my particular case, that's not stress that I want, need, or suffer from, thankfully.
Right. I mean, to me, success is feeding my family, keeping a roof over the, over our heads, clothing ourselves, and I'm having fun. You know, yep. I'm with the people I love. That's, you know, and it's how I've always tried to approach it, to, you know, to keep myself in a good place. You know, my definite, you know, what's my definition of success, and not set it so high. I have enough of a definition where I'm not going to be lazy and just sit back and accept, you know, what, you know, to keep myself working hard to make more money, but not, you know, but also not putting that stress on myself. So,
yeah, yep, exactly. And that's only one facet, right? Yep. I mean, stress comes from everywhere. So, you know, I try and remove the things that I have control over. Mm-hmm. And that's it right there, man. Like you said, as long as we're fed, happy, and healthy, I'm good. I don't need much more out of life than that.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody checks out your Mental Health Minute. I'm encouraging everybody to do so. I mean, I've always, last time we talked, I encourage everybody to go to the YouTube channel because you do very good YouTubes, but these Mental Health Minutes, I think they could be very beneficial to everybody. I just think everybody, there's something in there everybody could kind of step back from and say, you know what, I never thought of that, or hey, you know what, I never looked at it in terms of the benefits to my mental health if I do something like that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, that means a lot. I'm glad that it's making an impact.
So Jay, what's on the agenda for you next? We're going into the winter months. Are you a winter hiker? I know. Have you done winter backpacking? You've actually done videos on winter backpacking. Do you have any plans this upcoming winter?
Yes, sir. So this past April, I welcomed a husky puppy into the family, and she's awesome. She's been going on hikes with me, you know, small ones, day hikes with me for the last few months. And she is 100% ready to go out on some winter backpacking trips. And we're going to hit some mountains. We're going to hit some frozen lakes. We're just going to have a really good time. That's what the plan is for most of the winter. I'm actually going to be taking a crack at my first winter high peaks this year. See how that goes. I finally feel confident in my gear and my ability and my experience. To take on that challenge, because it is it's a different world in the winter time. So we're taking that into effect and see how that works out. And then really the next 6 months or so for me is all about preparing body, like physically preparing, because I'm setting out to do the long trail next year. I'm going to take a few weeks to do that, and hopefully that goes successfully.
That's an awesome trail. I love Vermont. I considered going back up myself. My oldest son just recently was talking to me about the possibility of us hiking it because he's thought about through hiking it. And Vermont's just a great town and a great state. I'm sorry, not town, but as far as hiker friendly, you can't do any better. I mean, I haven't been down south. I'm kind of biased, but the states I have been through, I have hiked in. The people are incredible. The businesses around the trail are just so hiker friendly. You're going to love the long trail.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's obvious it's going to be the biggest hike that I've ever set out to do. And so I'm really hoping for the best, obviously. And I think the way I plan on preparing for it, I think is going to work out really well in my favor. So fingers crossed, everything goes according to plan.
Well, I could tell you this, if you're doing your hikes in the Adirondacks and doing some high peaks, that will definitely prepare you for Northern Vermont. Yep. Because Northern Vermont can throw a lot at you. Yeah, it is tough. I had two AT through hikers, the guys who would through hike the AT, tell me when we were in North Troy, that northern part of Vermont, they said, you know, it might be as tough as hiking through the whites.
No kidding. That's I've heard a lot of people say, maybe you start at the north when you're totally fresh and full of energy. I'm like, I don't know. It looks a little gnarly for me, but so I'm going north. I'm going south to north. So
I started out southbound and got off because of an injury, took 2 weeks off, went back out and said, you know what? I'm starting in the south now. I'm going to hike north. Yeah. I got as far as Smuggler's Notch and in Stowe and said, you know what? I'll finish this up by heading north. At that point, I still had Mansfield and Campbell's Hump to do, and yep. I'll work up to those.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So should be a good adventure. I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, that's great. And hopefully we can have you on to talk about those adventures too, Jake, because I'd love, especially from on hearing about people's adventures up there.
Cool. I'm around, man. I love talking with you.
Anything you want to promote? Tell us how we can find you on YouTube or any social media.
Sure thing. First thing I'd like to promote. First thing I'd like to say is thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it. And especially talking about the Hike for Mental Health organization. I mentioned earlier, I'm doing the Hike October fundraiser. If anybody's interested in checking out that fundraiser, you can go to adkwoodswalker.com. That's my website. And there's some information there. We're running a little contest. If you donate at least $5, I'll put you in a drawing. You can win one of our merch, one of our shirts. It says, get outside and do something awesome. But beyond that, I really want to thank you for the opportunity to just talk about something that is very important to all of us, I think. So thanks for that. Like I said, adkwoodswalker.com. That's the website. Adkwoodswalker on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm there, man. And I'm usually very eager to talk to folks that have questions about anything I'm doing or suggestions about hikes that I can go on, things like that. I love chatting with folks. So,
well, Jay, again, I'm encouraging everybody you do great. YouTube's about your hikes, but your mental health minutes, that puts you over the top. That puts you in a different category. So everybody, please go check them out. And Jay, it's been my pleasure because, when I saw you were doing this, I immediately said, I want to talk to him again. I want to get him on the podcast again, because this is just such an important thing you're talking about. The mental health for a hike for mental health, just such an important topic that needs to be talked about. And so thank you for coming on and sharing with us.
Cool, man. I had a great time. Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, everybody, go to our website. And if you're a iTunes listener, make sure you leave a comment, rate us, give us a thumbs up. Everybody get outside, have a good time. This episode of Pop Bear Hikes has been brought to you by Avalon Publicity. Avalon Publicity, increasing the digital footprint of content creators and skilled professionals via website development and social media services. For more information about Avalon Publicity, go to their website, avalonbusiness.org. That's avalonbusiness.org.